against your team, especially in the third period tonight?
Oh, we did it again from the New Jersey game. Get down 3-1, and but the 3-2 goal was big, right? All momentum shifts at that point, and we just skated better, especially in the offensive zone with the puck on our stick, and created more holes and more lanes, and that was the tilting of the ice that happened. Yeah, after the first three, he kind of made some saves there to keep it at 3-1, which were important.
We haven't said it as much in the last month or so, but Dustin Byfuglien sort of took that one into his own hands and really led your club to 2 points.
Yeah, he's not at 100% either, so he had to kind of pick his spots. He still played lots of minutes. I've seen that in his game, though, for a while. He's trying to be... and especially with the injuries, less involved offensively in terms of every shift drive, trying to drive the offensive game, and picked his spots more. So he certainly was a difference maker there tonight.
Their points and their wins, and they're not as impactful as they would have been, let's say, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. But what does it do for your club? That's a youthful club. That what do these types of victories do for them?
We've got a set of circumstances that we walk into every day at the rink. We're out of the playoffs. We understand that. The game has to be played. So your options are do everything you can to win and compete, do it right, and battle as hard as you can. Or you can, I guess, use the idea that it's over and not stay in the fight. And they haven't done that. And they haven't done that for a while. And that's a fast team with a big, strong veteran center ice, which makes them a real challenge to play against. We've had the opportunity to see both oceans here in the last week, and we're not quite as quick or as sharp as we'd like to be. But the fight was good, you know, and so that's important. The set of circumstances we faced when they came to the rink, we, the players, handled it right.
Mark getting his 30th in the season, just... what can you say about the way that he played?
I think he played 20 minutes and 54 seconds even strength tonight. There, he will not be skating tomorrow. Mark is a player whose progression has just been outstanding to watch. From, I don't know if he had a goal at home 3 years ago, right around January, and he's built on his game and built on his game to the point now he's elite in the NHL on an offensive point of view. That goal, that the overtime goal, that bull down the wall, that's where he's going. That's the player he's going to develop into, that powerful, strong center iceman. And it takes time. You know, you keep in mind the opponents. I think Brian Little will be the youngest centerman on that other team. So we've got a really, really good young, driven center iceman who's now in numbers are, they don't matter how old you are, they're elite. And all the other parts of his game will get better and stronger with experience.
So you continue to think that there's more to see from him?
Yes, there is. It's hard to be great at center ice at a young age. And, you know, right from really... I don't know, it's maybe his second year, he started to draw heavy assignments, right? So there's a price paid for that. It takes him, it's a harder game to play. Like I said this morning, next year I won't talk about him being a young player anymore. He'll be all of 24, turning 25, but he's going to be moving into his prime then, and that's the piece of his game you'll see develop next.
Another shorthanded goal for Joel as well.
Yeah.
With his play on, is it that aggressive of...
yeah, you know what? It's a good feeling for him. I think he's such a confidence player that we think those crossbars there on the power play, we still think that's there for him. But really important when you're keep in mind, this guy came in the league as a shooter, a purely skilled guy, that you need to do enough to buy yourself time to get the opportunity to play with players that make those things happen, and he's doing that now. And I think with Joel, we've seen it, you know, in the second half of the year, as we should. You know, he had a pretty significant injury both years. He's still a young guy, right? He's in his second year, but we're starting to see some fight and compete at a level that tells you that, and we believe at some point there's a lot more offense with Joel than he's shown so far.
Just going, Tucker Poolman signed today. I don't know what you've seen him this year, but What do you kind of expect with him going forward and going into next season?
Well, he's a big, strong man that skates very well. He's got some experience on both sides, and he's a defender-first kind of defenseman, even though he's got a big shot. So the skating will give him an opportunity to play in the National Hockey League. He's going to have some challenges because of the surgeries that he has to have in terms of what he can get accomplished this summer. Very, very fit guy, so we believe he'll be able to work around it. And then he'll be given every opportunity to do what he does well at the National Hockey League level, or certainly at the pro level. If he can make the team, away he goes.
Good night for Nick Ehlers. I've noticed when things, you know, production isn't happening for him, he's his biggest critic. What do you notice is the difference between his game when things are going well and things are...
Speed. All speed. So him coming around the back of the net as a threat and not stopping his feet, then everybody else has to defend the other players differently because he's so much quicker in the offensive zone when he's on his A game, off the rush too, but around the back of the net, he's such a threat, and it's all speed for Nicky. Part of that for him is being able, I mean, you've seen him, he's not 220, right? The strength to be able to do that over 82 games, to carry that speed, to be that quick, that'll eventually, you know, parts of the third period will be his base game as soon as he gets physically strong enough to be able to drive like that every night.